Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio.
Oh,
got me open. Now I want some more. Always down for all my nauseous wine. But I think I'm here to solve all my dangers on my. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty, pretty bitty with persistence. Yo, I don't think y'all hit. Brown sugar, babe. I get high off of love, don't know how to behave.
been out of the aquarium, and I'm talking about people that just sit and watch television. By the way, I consider television the ultimate aquarium, okay? Because you may not get it, but your entire worldview is being formed by that piece of effluent on the wall. Now, do I want something? Yeah. I'm usually watching Ancient Aliens or something to see how bad they're going to twist the coming Messiah as being a global savior from Sirius or some other star cluster. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. Because the foundations are destroyed, now the righteous are asking, what can we do? And it's my opinion, Dave, that they better get on their knees and find out what God wants them to do, because the majority of the professing evangelical world has already surrendered through the very clergy response schemes. And you and I both know, and I had a lying pastor in Bozeman send me a hateful email. I called him on the carpet and said, I'll bring the lady in to talk to you that was there when the whole team of presentation, Department of Homeland Security, was there, and he just wouldn't have any. He's nuts, snotting. I thought, okay, Lord, I'll turn the other cheek. But maybe he better worry about somebody nicer than me having to deal with him when he sells them out, because this is one of the biggest churches in Bozeman. And I'm talking big, Bozeman, maybe the biggest church is a couple thousand on a Sunday. But the point is that we are now dealing with a surrendered mentality from the pulpit. And Dave, I think you know this as well as I do from your sources. A lot of these, quote, pastors have cut side deals, which basically means do as thou will with the flock, just leave me and my family alone. Is that an exaggeration?
Well, unfortunately, I've seen it in my own church. I was previously attending a church in Glendale, Arizona, and been going there for over 25 years. And my pastor saw fit to stop preaching about abortion. He stopped preaching about infanticide. He stopped preaching about anything that violates the word of God done by this government. And he began to have people come into the church to speak in public meetings like Congressman Trent Frakes. And the last time that I actually stepped foot in the church, he had Frakes in our church, and he played this 20-minute video that I brought on my articles. And it basically said that here's how an EMP attack would affect America. And I'm thinking, yeah, Frakes, you've been on the House Intelligence Committee. You know it's coming. You know who's planning it. And you're just telling them how it's going to be done. And yet we're inviting this man into the house of God, and he's part of the forces of subjugation. That's what I walked away from the church.
Well, see, go ahead. Because I feel passionate about this subject, as Dave does, I want to give you plenty of time to, respond or ask.
Steve, you're not quiet. You folks, both you, Steve, and Dave, you've got a lot of information to get out there, a lot of information to cover. We want to stay out of the way. So, go ahead, Steve, and you superintend, you had the discussion on the bias here. You've got the floor. You go ahead and coordinate this and stay out of your way as much as possible, because there's a lot of information. Reading your articles, hold it down. Going back to just to January, a lot of information about this, very, very specific information. So the sources and the research you've done is incredible. So let me turn it back.
Well,
go ahead.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think this is important to say this, because I echo what a lot of Steve said. When I sit down to the keyboard, I've already talked to my news director, Andy Brito, and I ask her, what's up today? That's my favorite question to ask her. But I will tell you, I go through an internal process before I write. Sometimes I surprise Andy, because I tell her I'm going to write about something, and then something else overcomes me. And it's because I say a simple little prayer, God, thy will be done. I am your instrument. And this is why my ego is not involved in my work. People sometimes call me terrible names, and they call me, Satan's servant. I'm a distant allegiance for the government. And none of that stuff sticks with me or bothers me, because I feel in my heart I'm doing what I'm called to do. And I would call on all Christians that are fighting this fight to not let your ego get involved, because you're going to be attacked. You have to just stay on course and keep walking straight ahead and serve the Almighty.
Amen to that, brother. Amen. Well, I think what's astonishing, most people don't understand what the Open Skies Treaty is, or how it was designed to basically give Russia overflight permission over the United States, continental United States and territories, and we in turn could have the continental, their
over Blight. Putin revoked that, I believe it was maybe yesterday or the day before. But meantime, we have Russian inspectors in the Montana nuclear launch facilities up in Malmstrom Air Force Base, which is about, I think, 221 air miles away from me. I may be off a few air miles, but it's north of us in Great Falls. It was the 564th Missile Squadron, and it was deactivated in 2008. They had an entire Russian contingency out there. Here's what it is. You know, we used to laugh, Dave, and I've written about it, and I suspect you've talked about it or not, and also written about it over the years, but unilateral disarmament. What's the biggest point? If God would grant me one request tonight for everybody, is that the blinders in their heart, which weighs everything out about how it's going to personally mess with their convenience, and then the blinders on their eyes, meaning that which keeps them from understanding, if he would just remove those blinders for let's say, the next 3 days. Why the hell would that be? What do you want to spend 72 hours for? I said, because that's how long Jesus went into, that's how long it was between the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. And I'm saying, most people I'm talking to. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio.